from the Mercy One Studio. John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, Bell Construction, Five Suns Naturescapes, and Blessman International.
Welcome in, everyone. John Leonetti in the Morning here on Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM and 94.5 FM. Stream it online, iowacatholicradio.com, and everywhere you are on the free Iowa Catholic Radio app. Thanks so much for joining me today, friends. We've got a great show here on this Tuesday, December 1st. Yes, it is the 1st of December. Deacon Randy Keel coming up here soon. He is a part of St. Francis, as he is the deacon there. We're going to talk about how to motivate the unmotivated. What exactly is motivation, and how can we keep it strong, and where does our spirituality, our faith, fit into that? We'll have him coming up here very soon, about 7:15 today. About 7:07, Adam Story coming on for his weekly segment. We'll have him on, Director of Marriage and Family Life for the Diocese of Des Moines and Vice Chancellor. Jean Wells hosts a Straight Talk and a preview her 10 o'clock show today. At 7:45, Mallory Smith is going to be on to talk about her new book, Rekindled, How Jesus Called Me Back to the Catholic Church and Set My Heart on Fire. She's got an awesome conversion story. And you know, I love conversion stories. We'll have her on to talk all about it today at about 7:45. Mark Amadeo with your news in sports. Weather straight from the desk of TV 13 meteorologist Megan Sowell, your saint of the day, Jimmy with your traffic. And that'll do it again. Another busy Tuesday. Let's get to it. No Deacon Tony this morning. We will offer our day to Almighty God as we pray. God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all of our thoughts, our words, our joys, and our sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen. Mark Amadeo now, news and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir.
Well, good morning, John. Happy Tuesday to you. How are you?
I'm doing just fine this morning. Woke up with a little extra pep in the step.
Oh, yeah? Did you have coffee this morning about 3 o'clock, or what's going on?
No, I got to bed early for the first time in a long time. So that's the name of the game.
I see. Well, I'll remember that, how I'm going to put that down. Go to bed early, get up early. Okay. Early to bed.
That's
early
it.
Rise. I think I remember hearing that. Yeah. When you can.
Those are the secrets the basics, I guess you would say.
Okay. So I'm sure you went to bed early because yesterday was your day. It was Cyber Monday. You know, order everything online. Of course, you do that all the time. But did you pace yourself yesterday? Because that was your day to shine for that online ordering for Christmas. I know you do that a lot.
Well, you know what's funny is they've been offering deals online, I mean, since before Black Friday, because stores are encouraging people not to come out. Well, I mean, I don't want to say encouraging them not to come out, but, you know, doing their best to try to stay safe. So they've been offering online deals for the last couple of weeks. So I've been getting, all my Christmas shopping done pretty quick. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I kind of figured that. They've kind of spread that out. It's, and as they should. There's no crowds in some of the stores, and that's what you want to see. But, you still got to support them. And I figured yesterday, I don't know what, Cyber Monday doesn't mean anything now because they've been doing it probably for the last several months. So
yeah,
you're probably right.
Yeah, they've got some good local deals as well. Local stores got on there. So it was good to see. Supporting the local businesses is important to me.
Absolutely. We got to do that. All right, my friend. Well, I'll move on here to the weather. Not a whole lot of sports going on. I'm sure you heard about the Monday Night Football game. Well, not last night's game, but the one that was hasn't been played. You knew the Baltimore Ravens and Pittsburgh Steelers, they're supposed to play on Thanksgiving night back on Thursday. Then it got moved to like Monday. Then it got moved to tonight. Now it's moved to tomorrow afternoon.
I saw that times. Wednesday afternoon football.
Yeah, 2:40 in the afternoon. That's because the game is on NBC, and NBC has the rights or has the coverage of the lighting of the Christmas tree, and they didn't want to preempt that, so they moved the football game up 3 hours so they could still bring you both the football and the lighting of the Christmas tree. So There's a backstory there. Didn't want you to miss that, John. I know you like sitting around the house with your kids and watching the Christmas tree special.
Well, I guess I haven't in years, but I would rather sit around and watch some football in the afternoon. I'll tell you that.
That'll happen tomorrow. All right. All right, let's get right to it. This morning from the WHO TV 13 weather desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently at the Mercy One Studios in Des Moines, we have mostly clear skies, a very chilly 15 degrees with calm winds. And yes, if you left your vehicle out overnight, there is frost on the windshield. So make sure you give yourself plenty of time to warm up your vehicle and take care of that frost on your windshields. But today, it'll be mostly sunny and a little bit warmer. A high of 41 degrees here in central Iowa. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour throughout the day. Tonight, partly cloudy. Overnight low of 22 degrees. And then tomorrow, we'll see increasing clouds on your Wednesday. A high of 44 degrees. There is a system coming up from the south in the Kansas City area. Might just clip a little bit of Iowa, but we'll just get the cloud cover here is what they're saying now. And the rest of the week, Thursday and Friday, partly cloudy and dry, highs in the lower 40s. Weekend looking more of the same. Saturday and Sunday, highs in the mid-40s with partly cloudy skies. Well, in the news on this Tuesday morning, well, thanks in large part to the pandemic, Cyber Monday was the busiest in history yesterday, as Iowans are warned now to be careful as they seek online sales. Spokesperson for the Better Business Bureau says scams are on the rise at this time of year and recommends using extreme caution as you shop online. The BBB recommends consumers do more reading, researching, and checking on both the products and the sellers before buying anything online. The National Retail Federation says consumers are predicted to spend just under $1,000 each this holiday season on gifts for friends and loved ones. Today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Last night, NFL Monday Night Football, the Seattle Seahawks defeated the Philadelphia Eagles 23-17. The Seahawks improved their record 8-3 on the year. And as John and I were talking about, the other NFL game, the final one for Week 12, will be played tomorrow afternoon as the Baltimore Ravens are scheduled to travel to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Both teams have kind of been in the COVID mode right now. They've had players out, so they have extended that game from Thursday to tomorrow afternoon. They'll kick off at 2:40 in the afternoon tomorrow, and that'll be televised on NBC. And the COVID-19 pandemic has currently suspended sports operations at Dowling Catholic High School and a lot of the central Iowa schools, as Dowling is all virtual online learning model right now. So winter sports practices and games will resume once in person or the hybrid learning model resumes. Once again, from the Mercy One Studios in Des Moines, currently we have mostly clear skies and a very chilly 15 degrees with calm winds this morning. Today it'll be mostly sunny, a high of 41 degrees, southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Tuesday morning John Leonetti Show. Coming up, Jimmy Olsen, and he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is sponsored in part by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, and Mercy Medical Center. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
We're starting off with an accident, Highway 141 at Northwest 102nd Avenue, so use caution there. Also, the eastbound on-ramp from East 14th Street to 8035, that is also closed, so you'll need to find a different way on to 8035 eastbound if that is your normal route. Thanks to Builderken Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Builderken has a transparent team strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who execute your project professionally and efficiently. Online at bdconstruct.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Let's go to Adam Story, Director of Marriage and Family Life for the Diocese of Des Moines, Vice Chancellor. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, John.
Well, we're Advent now, in the first week here, and you know, there's not a lot of opportunities outside of our own home this year to be able to participate, maybe an Advent retreat or parish mission or something that our event that our churches are doing. But the Diocese of Des Moines, you guys didn't just kind of tuck yourselves away. You said, we're going to do it. We're going to bring it to you this year in the home. I saw, first and foremost, a retreat that the diocese is going to be putting on for Advent.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, I think Advent is a season that, you know, even in any year, it's kind of a season that sometimes we lose sight of or we aren't as focused on. You know, it's harder to enter into. But this is a beautiful time of year, a beautiful liturgical season for us to prepare for the coming of Christ. And so as a diocese, you know, I mean, this is true in any year, but especially in this year when, you know, there's been so much disruption, so many difficulties. It's a lot harder to enter into the season in those kind of usual ways that we do. So our diocese, we worked with the St. Joseph's Educational Center, with Christy Quinlan, who's the spouse of the director of the St. Joseph's Educational Center. And we put together some resources that can really help families kind of bring this season home, enter into it as Advent, not just as, you know, a preemptive Christmas or something like that, but really as this season where we prepare our hearts for the coming of Jesus. And so there's a lot of different resources, anything from a digital retreat that our evangelization and catechesis office is putting on to, you know, simple prayers, conversations, even recipes, things that families can do in their home to enter into this season. And I'm excited about it. You know, even my own family taking pieces of it and kind of incorporating it into the way that we celebrate Advent. And I think it has the potential to be a really beautiful season this year.
Give us a couple more specifics here. So we've got a retreat from the evangelization department there. Do we have like a theme, or obviously Advent, but who's running it and how does it work?
Yeah, well, so the piece that we put together with the St. Joseph's Educational Center, it's called Living This Advent. And it's really at the heart of it. It's a 4-page PDF that gives all sorts of different ideas, but then, you know, there's different links, different rabbit holes that families can go down to incorporate more fully. You know, one of the things that I really appreciate is I think so much of living the faith, passing on the faith, is just, you know, having good conversations in your home. So one of the resources that's been put together is a resource that every day it's got 2 or 3 prompting questions. It can be done at the dinner table. It can be done you know, in the living room, wherever you want, but 2 or 3 questions, talk with your children, with your spouse, whoever you want, to kind of just, you know, bring us into focus, to help us remember what this season is all about, help us to enter into Advent. So that conversation piece, I think it's an excellent resource. Another resource that's a part of it is highlighting different ways we can celebrate some of the great feast days that are a part of our church during this time, you know, whether you're talking about Our Lady of Guadalupe or whether you're talking about St. Lucy. There's so many different feast days in this range, and how do we celebrate them? How do we enter into them? That's another resource that's provided, but yeah, there's just a really quite a bit of good stuff within this.
Yeah, I know I'll be taking part in a few things, as you said, kind of picking and choosing and putting things together, your own plan for the family this year. And as you said, I could not echo it and agree with it more. A conversation is key, and it's not just for the kids. You know, having a conversation for your kids or grandkids, it's having a conversation with your spouse, having a conversation even maybe with your grown children. You know, this is an important time for us to be able to, again, really buckle down in our faith and do what we can do this year to make this one of the better Advents we've had in a while. And those opportunities and graces are there. Adam Story, Director of Marriage and Family Life for the Diocese of Des Moines. What's the website for the diocese?
Yeah, so that you can find all these resources if you go to dmdiocese.org. That's our website. And on the homepage, there's a link, Advent 2020. So dmdiocese.org, click on Advent 2020. And you'll have access to all these pieces, a lot of really helpful resources.
Yeah, really, they make it really easy on your friends. So make sure to do that, dmdiocese.org. Adam Story, talk to you soon, brother.
Hey, thanks, John. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Randy Keel, Deacon Randy Keel, coming up right after this. How to motivate the unmotivated. What is motivation? Where does that fit in our spirituality? We'll have Deacon Randy right after this, all on motivation for his monthly segment. Tuesday, December 1st, John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Thanks, friends, for being a part of the show. And thanks to Five Sons Naturescapes Landscape and Design for underwriting the show. A Catholic veteran-owned family with a wide range of high-quality hardscape services, including paver patios, sidewalks, retaining walls, premium boulder walls, window wells, and more. Right here in the fall as well, 493-1060, FiveSonsNaturescapes.com, honesty and integrity, 493-1060, FiveSonsNaturescapes.com.
Support for programming of Catholic Women Now partially provided by Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte. Cindy Schulte on the web at CindySchulte.com, 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
Thank you, Blessman International, for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Everyone lives their life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. How we use that time directly affects if our life will leave a significant impact or not. Each year, Blessman International leads Central Iowans on a 12-day, all-inclusive experience sharing the heart of Christ with children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at BlessmanInternational.org. That's BlessmanInternational.org.
Is it time for a new roof? Then it could be time for you to get to know Bell Construction. Bell Construction is a roofing company entering its 30th year of business. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, and I want to thank Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory for underwriting Christ is the Answer. Losing a loved one, as we know, is never easy, and it can leave you feeling lost and even hopeless at times. But Caldwell Parish helps ease that burden by sincerely caring both about your loss and about your faith. Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory is Des Moines' only Catholic-owned and operated funeral home. The number is 515-276-0551 or online at caldwellparish.com.
Thank you, Confluence Brewing Company, for underwriting Christ is the Answer with Father Ricardo and for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Father Ricardo is featured daily at 11 a.m. Monday through Friday. Confluence Brewing Company is located off the bike trail south of Grays Lake, confluencebrewing.com.
Hi, this is Father Mitch Pacwa, and our Lord said if you give a cup of cold water to a disciple because he's a disciple, you get a disciple's reward. We thank you for your support of Catholic Radio because we are trying to be faithful disciples, and we trust that as you are generous, our Lord will also reward you with a disciple's reward.
You can give securely online at iowacatholicradio.com, the Iowa Catholic Radio app, or call 515-223-1150.
Hey, thank you to Doc, the Blessman International, for underwriting the show and all they do for us to support us here at Iowa Catholic Radio. You know, today's Giving Tuesday, and we partnered with different organizations that certainly have given back to us as we try to give to them, providing sustainable sources of food for their friends there in Limpopo, South Africa. You talk about a giving organization beginning in 2001, continuing today, blessmaninternational.org. That's blessmaninternational.org. Let's go to our next guest of the day, Deacon from St. Francis of Assisi Parish, Deacon Randy Keel, back for his monthly segment. Good morning, Deacon.
Good morning, John. Glad to be here with you.
All right. I like this topic, motivation, how to motivate the unmotivated. Let's get to the core, though, this month. What is motivation?
You know, John, this is it's such an important topic at this time of kind of what we're going through with COVID and quarantine and being separate from so many people. I have so many people saying to me, either my, you know, I myself, Randy, or my kids aren't self-motivated. I'm not self-motivated. Things such as that. And suddenly we're realizing, maybe we're not self-motivated creatures. That's been an eye-opener for us. We have someone telling us what to study at school, when to get our homework in, what to do for exercise, someone motivating us for different things. We are really a communal people. And I'm going to come back to faith with that for a minute. But first, let me break down. So what exactly is motivation? So So, John, I've broken this word down to its original word, and its original word, the root of it is MOT. Think of it. We have automotive, motorcycle, motion, promote, demote, ambition, emotion, motif, all these remote. Now we have remote, all these words with the MOT in it, they have to do with movement, motion. When we stop moving, our sense of our motor inside, it's like our motor, our movement, our motor starts to decline. And when we're, quote, sitting all day, even just kind of like sedentary, we start to lose truly what's called ambition. I want to talk for a few minutes about how to recalibrate our internal ambition so that we can have motivation. We won't get motivation without ambition. So I'd like to go through some steps with you about how to recalibrate that.
Let's do it.
Okay. So let's say I'm a person that just, it feels as though I'm totally without motivation. Now, it can't completely happen. That's my little secret. But it feels as though I'm without motivation. I need to recognize some sense of purpose in my life. Maybe the purpose is I have to eat. Maybe the purpose is I have to get off the couch. Maybe I'm being really low here because this can get really seriously low for people. I have to find some sense of purpose. I need to clean this room, something. And pick out a task. And I won't wait for the mood. I can't wait for a mood in this trajectory. I can't wait for a mood or the feeling like doing it. I don't feel like doing it. I need to make a decision to do the task. I'm not going to wait for ambition. I'm not going to wait for motivation. And I'm not going to wait for a mood. I'm going to make a decision to do the task. I do the task. The task gives a sense of accomplishment to the brain. The accomplishment, and that's all chemical. We won't get into it that deep, but it creates a sense of accomplishment. That's a sense of chemical in the brain. It's one of 50 hormones in the brain. The accomplishment then produces another chemical, which brings fulfillment. The fulfillment then creates ambition. Ambition then produces motivation. And then the brain says, I want more of that. And on the path we go. But if we don't start off with a task, even recognizing some of the menial tasks of the day that we do, we won't be able to sustain ambition if we are that low. And people can become dangerously low of these chemicals that produce ambition and motivation inside. So this is the trajectory on our own that we can do to kickstart. It is part of the reason why we are given so many prayers, such as in the Liturgy of the Hours, as deacons, such as morning prayer. How we offer ourselves over in the morning stimulates this exact pathway right here. But I wanted to recognize that all the sense of motivation, if we look for it on its own, we won't truly find it because it's built through a system inside of us. Even look at the difference between hotel and motel. It's not just the size of the building. Hotel is for lodging. Motel, M-O-T, is for people on the move. They're just in and out.
I like this. This is good. I
mean, that's why.
That's number one. Give us another one.
So thinking about how much we like cars, the automotive industry, motor cars. We like things that move. We really are drawn to things that moving. Even there's going to be a lot of motion in the sky in the middle of December. Some of the largest meteor showers coming. December 21st, I was reading about this, and there's a lot of movement in the sky. There's movements in the season. Things are changing, and we're drawn to the movement. We're drawn to what makes motion inside of that. A lot of spinning things catch our eyes. Oh, look at that, the twinkling of the lights. Movement and motion catches our eye, and it stimulates us. But if we don't work to stimulate ourselves, we do have a decline. So if we kind of watch, I feel unmotivated, we need to look at that trajectory. I'm just going to go through it real quickly again.
Sure.
We pick out a task. We consciously make the decision to do the task. If we don't, we won't do the task. Am I deciding to do the task? I decided to do a task because I moved to a new house, John. I decided on Sunday I'm cleaning out that part of the garage. I'm going to be able to get a car to fit in this garage for the first time in 3 months. For 6 hours, I worked on that task. I accomplished it. I have a car in my garage.
There you go.
Yes, but it took a lot of
motivation right there. Let's bring it all in to the faith. Does this fit? So can we get spiritually motivated?
We can. So thinking of spiritually motivated. So first of all, how many times we see in Psalms, praying through the Psalms is like our gymnasium. It takes David and the other psalmists, they take us through this like spiritual gymnasium of being poured out like a drink libation, which Paul refers to later in the epistles, poured out like a drink libation because I'm empty and I can't, like truly, the original, I've fallen and I can't get up. I think it's the psalmist. They're poured out, and then suddenly, but you, my Lord, you are my inspiration. So inspiration is the beginning of the other type of ambition on a spiritual side, to be inspirited. We don't get inspired by ourselves. Oh, I inspired myself so deeply. We shouldn't walk around. I think narcissism would walk around like that, but functionally we're not to walk around like that. We are inspirited, inspired by the incarnate, by Christ himself and his Holy Spirit. His Holy Spirit inspires, breathing inside of us. So we pray for the inspiration of the Lord to become our aspiration, and then that produces tasking for him, service unto the Lord, which then produces ambition and motivation.
You go about as dark as possible, and you look at the life of St. Teresa of Calcutta with the dark night of the soul, if you will, that many yes. theologians say that she suffered, or St. John of the Cross, and St. Therese of Lisieux for different bouts of her life as well, and yet they kept going. And you look at what it is that they suffer, you read what it was that they suffered, and yet they kept going. They didn't stop.
Right.
That wasn't their own doing in any way, shape, or form. All is grace, as St. Paul tells us, but that especially, that's the Spirit. That's what the Holy Spirit can do in our lives as well. And those are some of the worst case scenarios there. God is working in our lives and can continue to inspire us if we allow him. Again, that's a gift, though. That's something we have to avail ourselves to, Deacon.
We do, and we have to be careful. I just want to give a word of admonition out. We want to be careful during this winter season coming up with all that we're going through, is that we need to pray for inspiration, offer ourselves over to be inspired, allow him to produce the aspiration so then that we can find the ambition for motivation.
There you go. Deacon Randy Keel, everyone, always bringing it for his monthly segment on how to get motivated. Talk to you soon, Deacon. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, John. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
I'll tell you what, quick, give us your blessing, would you? Oh, I think he already hung up. That's all right. No problem. Gene Wells, host of Straight Talk, coming up in the second half hour, friends. Mallory Smith is going to be on. Mallory's the content manager at Walking with Purpose. She's got a new book out called Rekindled, How Jesus Called Me Back to the Catholic Church and Set My Heart on Fire. Looking forward to talking to Mallory in the second half hour. I love a good conversion story, and she has got a good one. John Leonetti in the morning right here on this December 1st. It's a Tuesday. Thanks for being a part of the show today. And thanks to Dean Bell for underwriting the show, Residential Reroutes. Yes, even as it gets colder, Dean gets busier. 963-4494. Reroofs, light commercial jobs, 30-plus years now. Thanks for underwriting the show, Dean, and all you continue to do to support us here at Iowa Catholic Radio. 963-4494. Residential Reroofs, 963-4494. Father Andrew now with today's Gospel and Reflection.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Turning to the disciples in private, he said, Blessed are the eyes that see what you see, for I say to you, many prophets and kings desired to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. The Gospel of the Lord. Working for God can be exceptionally laborious, but Jesus reminds us of the reward that's to be had. It's important to note that our cooperation with his grace, not our own action, even brings him joy, which is evident by Jesus' beautiful prayer that he offers to the Father. Consider that, like these disciples, we're to experience genuine joy for serving God and others the way he wants us to. In other words, according to the vocation he has in mind for us.
At Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, our number one rule is the Golden Rule. Treat others the way you want to be treated. And there's no better time than now to be living it. This year has been one for the record books, and the hits just keep on coming. So at Golden Rule, we are doing what we can to help out yet again. Introducing our Golden Age Buyback Program. As your HVAC system reaches the golden years of life, we will give you up to $1,500 to have it replaced. Everyone deserves the Golden Rule, and this is one way Golden Rule gives back to you. Go to goldenrulephc.com.
Thank you to Bozeman the Florist for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio, Dowling Catholic Football, and Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo.
What better way to send a message to a friend or a loved one than a beautiful bouquet of fresh-cut flowers? Hey, this is Tom Bozeman from Bozeman the Florist. Our family business has been helping Central Iowans send messages locally and around the world for almost 100 years. Whatever the occasion, whatever the message, we can help you say more with Bozeman. That's 244 Rose, 244-7673, or visit us at Bozeman.com.
I tell you, this train is going bound.
Hey, friends, it is Giving Tuesday today. You know, this is a day when, as we said before, we come together and we support, we give. This is a season where we have been conditioned to take, a season where we've conditioned ourselves to be able to buy, consume, rather than what it really is supposed to be. Advent, a time to gift. Now, first and foremost, gift ourselves over to the Lord, but also to gift ourselves to one another. And, you know, different organizations are coming to you. We're not any different here at Iowa Catholic Radio. We need your help, just like I know many organizations do, but we need your help here. If you can remember us, we would greatly appreciate it. Go to iowacatholicradio.com, click on donate there. A simple $5 gift, $20 gift. Maybe you're able to give a little bit more. Maybe things are really going well for you right now and you're able to give a little bit more. You can also mail it in. Just go to iowacatholicradio.com, contact, and you can find our mailing address. But more than anything, you've been a gift to us for many, many years at this radio station now, and we know you continue to do so. Thank you here on this Giving Tuesday. Let's offer our day to Almighty God as we pray our morning offering. God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all of our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen. Mark Amadeo now, news and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Well, good morning, sir.
Well, good morning, John. Happy Tuesday to you as the first day of December. Amazing.
And a Giving Tuesday to you as well.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, first day of the month, Giving Tuesday. I always like giving to you, John. That's one of my hobbies. I give the gift of your presence into mine. Oh, Gab, yeah, but your presence into mine too, I guess. So thanks for saving
The gift of Gab every weekday morning, Mark Amadeo.
Yeah, there's a few people that comment on that every so often, and I'm not even on Facebook. I can imagine what that thing looks like. I have to get my wife involved there because she handles all that, but I can just imagine. But yeah, there's a few people that hear this so-called banner, and I don't know if sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. Depends on which side you're rooting for, I guess, John.
I guess that's true. But, you know, we've got a lot of different representations on the show. You represent the Hawks, me the Cyclones, and the differences continue. I like that.
Yeah, the differences and forgiveness continue. I always feel forgiven you for being that Cyclone fan, although I say that as a parent of a Iowa State grad, so I don't know how I can justify that comment.
But, well, he's a smart kid. I mean, you know, that's just the way it works.
Yeah, he's a smart kid. He didn't take after his dad, that's for sure. He took after his mom. But other than that, he's a pretty good kid. But yeah, we got issues, John. We all have issues, that's for sure.
That's the way it goes.
All right. Well, hey, are you prepared? I know must-see TV tomorrow afternoon, NFL makeup football tomorrow afternoon on a Wednesday, and then right after the tree lighting ceremony, same channel, NBC. How about that?
Yeah, I've never really watched a tree lighting ceremony. We'll see. I don't know if I'll keep that streak continuing, but we'll see. Different times here.
Have you taken the kids out to a tree farm out in the country and have them bring home the family Christmas tree? Have you done that yet, John?
You know, we have never, in all my years of living, I have never once had a real Christmas tree in the home. And that happened, honestly, because, you know, my father was a firefighter for many years. Mm-hmm. There were a couple times where, you know, there were some accidents that took place and near fires that happened because of it. And so I always got that box and got that Christmas tree. It's already set up in the box and just plump that thing on the ground. And there we are.
Yeah, but John, you have a 15-foot ceiling and a 4-foot tree. You've got to get a little bit better, you know, maybe a little bit more height on your tree. You know, fill up the room.
I got the bigger one a couple of years ago, so it's lasted okay. So far. I enjoy it because it's very low maintenance. That's the key to a good Christmas tree for me.
Low maintenance. Just turn it on and then you turn it off.
That's it.
I got you.
That's it.
Gotcha. You don't have to worry about watering. Now, you're still not watering the artificial tree, are you? I mean, I've heard people have done
no,
that
no, oh, no. No, no, no. If I have to find an artificial tree that you water, no, that thing's going back.
I just had to get that out there. It is Giving Tuesday, as you mentioned. I had to give that to you.
That's right.
Right now from the WHO TV 13 Weather Desk, meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently at the Mercy One Studios. We had a little frost on the windshield last night if you left your vehicle out overnight, so give yourself time to get the frost taken care of and warm up that car. It's 15 degrees right now, clear skies, calm winds, and today it'll be mostly sunny, a little bit warmer than yesterday, a high of 41 degrees here in central Iowa, the forecast. Southeast winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, overnight low of 22 degrees, and then tomorrow, increasing clouds for your Wednesday, a high of 44 degrees, and the rest of the week looking pretty good. Partly cloudy, highs in the lower to mid-40s. Thursday through Sunday. How about that for an extended forecast with dry conditions? Well, in the news on this Giving Tuesday morning, thanks in large part to the pandemic, Cyber Monday was the busiest in history, and Iowans are warned to be careful as they seek out more online sales. Spokesperson for the Better Business Bureau says scams are on the rise at this time of year and recommends using extreme caution as you shop online. The BBB recommends consumers do more reading, researching, and checking on both the products and the sellers before buying anything online. The National Retail Federation says consumers are predicted to spend just under $1,000 each this holiday season on gifts for friends and loved ones. Today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Last night, NFL Monday Night Football, the Seattle Seahawks defeated the Philadelphia Eagles by the score of 23-17. The Seahawks improved their record to 8-3. And then tomorrow will be a makeup NFL football, the COVID makeup, as it'll be Wednesday afternoon football, the Baltimore Ravens at the Pittsburgh Steelers. Steelers are the only team that's undefeated. And that game will now be played at 2:40 in the afternoon here in central Iowa and be televised on NBC tomorrow afternoon. And due to the COVID-19 pandemic, Dowling Catholic is currently in the all-virtual online learning model. Therefore, winter sports practices and games are suspended, and they will resume once in-person or hybrid learning model resumes. Once again, from the Mercy One studio in Des Moines, currently mostly clear skies, 15 degrees, calm winds. Today, we'll see mostly sunny skies with a high of 41 degrees here in central Iowa, with southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Tuesday morning. John Leonetti Show. Coming up, Jimmy Olson, and he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports, our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities, is sponsored in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
We are now accident-free as we continue with that drive this morning. A reminder that the on-ramp to 8035 from East 14th Street, eastbound 8035, that is shut down. So you'll need a different way if that is your normal route this morning. 235, that's looking good from the west and east mixer into downtown, running about 7 minutes in either direction. Thanks to Builderken Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Builderken has a transparent team, strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who execute your project professionally and efficiently. Online at bdconstruct.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Let's go to your saint of the day.
This is your Saint of the Day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
He was a soldier turned gardener who was inspired to practice his faith by witnessing the devotion of others. Today we celebrate Blessed Charles de Foucauld. He was born to an aristocratic family in France, but was orphaned and raised by his grandfather. He joined the French army and served in Algeria, where he was inspired by the faith practices of the Jews and Muslims. He resigned his position and returned to France, where he became a Trappist monk. After living in monasteries in Algeria and Syria, he transferred to a poor clare order in Nazareth, where he was their gardener. Shortly after, he returned to France and he was ordained a priest. He was sent among the Tuareg people in North Africa. He learned their language, wrote a translation dictionary from French Tuareg and Tuareg to French, and translated the Gospels into Tuareg for their people. During World War I, Charles and two French soldiers were seized in a raid and later shot during a period of widespread violence against French living in Algeria. We ask today, Blessed Charles de Foucauld, to pray for us. Amen. And thank you to Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, for underwriting our Saint of the Day. 224-1776. That's 515-224-1776. Let's go to Gene Wells, host of Straight Talk here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Hi, Gene.
Hey, good morning, John.
Good morning to you on this Tuesday. What do we got coming up on this 1st of December?
Well, it's Giving Tuesday.
Yes, it is.
You know that. Yes. Well, one of the things that we hear about a lot at the diocese is, you know, there's all these different things that everybody's asking for money, right? So, you know me, that's Straight Talk. So we're just going to go right to the point and say, okay, yes, there are all these different things. What are all the different needs? Why are there all these different asks going on? How are you working together? You know, how does CTO work with the diocese, work with Catholic Charities, and vice versa? So I've got, actually, Belle Chase is going to join me in my first segment today to talk a little bit about Iowa Catholic Radio and how their mission connects with everything that else that happens in our area. And then Maureen Kenny, who is the Director of Stewardship for the diocese, will talk the big picture. And then Deb Powers will be joining from Catholic Charities, and Jim Hagenbusher, who is my president-elect for CTO, will round out our hour. So it's not an hour of asking, it's an hour of how do we all work together to further the mission of Christ. And that's really
I like it. That's the key here, and a good reminder for us. Your show today, 10 o'clock this morning, friends. If you miss it, always go to Iowa Catholic Radio. They're all there. Straight Talk with Gene Wells. Talk to you soon, Gene.
God bless.
All right, friends, when we come back, you know I love a good conversion story, and she's got one. The author of Rekindled, How Jesus Called Me Back to the Catholic Church and Set My Heart on Fire. Mallory Smith is going to be on here right after this. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Thank you for being a part of the show today. And thanks to Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling for doing your part and supporting us here at Iowa Catholic Radio. We appreciate you. 20 years in business, GoldenRulePHC.com. Here on this Giving Tuesday, we give you our thanks. GoldenRulePHC.com. Your Diocesan Minute is right now.
This is your news for the Diocese of Des Moines for Tuesday, December 1st. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins. If you or someone you know is divorced, check out the Catholic's Divorce Survival Guide. This 12-week group begins December 6th at Holy Trinity Parish in Des Moines. Meetings are 6 to 7:30 p.m. and cost is $30 per person. For more information, call Bill at 515-480-3314. That's 480-3314. Or visit the Catholic's Divorce Survival Guide website. Did you know there are 6 specific diocesan endowment funds you can support? These funds include the Catholic Charities Fund in honor of Larry Brahini, the Faith Journey and Catechetical Institute Fund, the Hispanic Ministries Fund, the Ministries Fund of the Diocese, the Priest Medical Fund, and the Seminarian Fund. The Catholic Foundation of Southwest Iowa holds and invests these funds. Annual interest income supports each of these areas within the Diocese of Des Moines. To support one of these funds, simply go online to CatholicFoundationIowa.org or mail your gift. For more information, call 237-5044. That's 237-5044. That's your news for the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins.
You can enjoy positive and inspiring music to help you through your day on the Iowa Catholic Radio app and iowacatholicradio.com.
Need an experienced attorney for legal matters? I know a guy. Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, is a proud supporter of Iowa Catholic Radio. Steve is a longtime resident of Iowa and is licensed to practice in all Iowa state and federal courts. He has years of experience in real estate law, wills, conservatorships, trusts, and estate planning. Steve's law office phone number is 515-224-1776. That's 515-224-1776.
Support for programming of Catholic Women Now partially provided by Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte. Cindy Schulte on the web at cindyschulte.com. 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning is provided by Five Sons Naturescapes. Five Sons Naturescapes is a Catholic veteran-owned family company providing premium outdoor landscaping. Clean up and restore outdoor living space with retaining walls, privacy fencing, pergolas, paver sidewalks, and patios. Issues with soil settling and water around the foundation and yard? Five Sons Naturescapes can grade and install drainage tile to help. Five Sons Naturescapes online at fivesonsnaturescapes.com.
Oh God, you're my deliverer.
Thanks for joining me today, friends. And here on this Giving Tuesday, more than anything, we thank you. An email probably has hit your inbox by now. And if you're not on our list, we'd love to have you. We try to give you some good stuff, good reminders each week here, and try to pour the faith into you. Go to iowacatholicradio.com to get on that list as well. But yes, one act of generosity can change your community. I don't want to say change the world because sometimes that gets a little broad, but can change your community. And that's the story right here of Iowa Catholic Radio, iowacatholicradio.com. Click donate here on this Giving Tuesday. Thank you for remembering us as we are constantly remembering you, most especially in our prayers. Let's go to the next guest of the day, content manager at Walking with Purpose, author of the book Rekindled, How Jesus Called Me Back to the Catholic Church and Set My Heart on Fire. Mallory Smith joins me. Hi, Mallory.
Hi, John. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I love a good conversion story, Mallory. Where were you? How far gone were you?
You know, I would say that my life looked pretty normal. That's like, I think I go pretty deep into it in the book, but if you were to look at my life whenever I was in college, you would have said, oh, she's just this regular sorority girl that goes to an SEC school. I went to church every now and then whenever I felt guilty. I think I said in the book or I wasn't hungover, but, I partied. I went to class. I made decent grades and I tried to like live this normal secular life. So I don't think to the outside anybody would have thought, oh, this girl's really far from God. But what was happening was the more that I lived my life away from God, the more my beliefs just went by the wayside. And then by the time I was a junior in college, I was just like, I don't believe this stuff, and I know I'm not happy.
Yeah, I mean, again, and I see here, you know, the disillusionment that you had. It was, you know, shallow homilies, as you say, hypocritical authority figures, trite answers to pressing questions. You know, these are the things that kind of you saw in the church. It's just over and over again, just kind of, you know, let's just take a step back and a step back and a step back, and pretty soon you've got, you know, 1 foot out the door and 1 foot in.
Right. Right. And what ended up happening was that I ended up meeting a Baptist girl who really started investing in me because I had had this moment where I realized, okay, I'm not happy. I don't believe this stuff. But whenever I was a good practicing Catholic, which I was in high school, I was happier. I had more self-respect. And so there's got to be something there. And so I started really searching out and I thought, you know what? Like, I'm going to read a book about atheism. I'm going to be an honest, charitable, generous atheist and be happy. And then that didn't go with me. I read a book by Richard Dawkins and I thought, you know, this isn't me. Like, I don't fit into any of these categories and I just don't believe this. And then a Baptist girl really started investing in me. And it was there that she like taught me really who this like Jesus of love was. She taught me how to read scripture. in a way that I could understand. She taught me really how to have a prayer life. And that's actually when the disillusionment came, because I just was going and hearing these amazing sermons from Protestant pastors. I saw people my age that were on fire for Jesus, and I just thought, where was this? Like, I was raised Catholic. Where was any of this when I was growing up? And why can't I find people that love Jesus the way these people do? And of course, they're there. There was a lot of pride in my disillusionment, but I would say that it's more readily available in some of these evangelical churches.
So what was it then that brought you back? I mean, why didn't you just go to the Baptist church and stay?
I did. I actually quit going to I started double dipping because, you know, Catholic guilt is effective. So I was going to Mass and going to the Protestant church to make my family happy. And then when I graduated, I went on a mission trip to Prague with Campus Crusade for Christ. And I think it was really there that the Lord really got my heart for good forever. And when I moved back, I moved to Florida, and I said, okay, Mallory, you're gonna do both. You're gonna go to the Catholic church, you're gonna go to the Protestant church. But I didn't. I just started going to the Protestant church. And what ended up happening was there was a Catholic church close to my apartment, and I just kept gnawing at me, like, you don't know what you're leaving. So one night, out of the blue, I decided, okay, like, you're Catholic, your family's Catholic, if you're going to disappoint them, you're going to know what you're leaving. And so I went to Adoration, and it was a beautiful experience, and it just so happened that in Florida, the priest was from my hometown in Louisiana. There's all these, like, Holy Spirit moments. And then after, I was sitting in my car, and I said out loud to the Lord, I just said, Lord, like, I would do anything for you. I would go anywhere for you, but I can't be effective if I'm, like, one foot in one denomination and one foot out. So where do you want me? Like, I'm happy to obey you. And it was the most audible I'd ever heard the Lord. He said, I've raised you in this faith. Like, my people don't all know me, and I've given you a mission field, so why are you looking for another one?
Wow.
And at that moment, yeah, I mean, it was powerful, but at that moment, out of obedience, I was like, okay, great. Like, I got my answer. I'm going to stay in the Catholic Church, and I got less involved with the Protestant Church, but I really didn't have any love for the Catholic Church. I was very judgmental. I thought if we could only make the Catholic Church more Protestant, it would all be great. And then I started doing my own research, and I just talk about being humbled. Like, I just fell in love with this beautiful faith. It's just, it's the best.
What is it that you think are some of the hangups for Catholics not to go all in? Because, of course, you know, when it comes to the faith, we're all, as I've said before, and I'll say over and over again ad nauseum, we're all a mess. We all have struggles and difficulties on down the line. But what is it that you think really keeps people back or holds people back from their hearts really just being set ablaze for our Lord? Catholics especially.
You know, I think two things. And I think in the process of the years coming up to me writing the book and the things that I've learned and wanted to put into the book, I think it's two things. I think one is when I learned about, like, just the ebbs and flow of history and the American Catholic Church, of how we lost our theology, that's a huge thing, because you have generations of Catholics that really don't understand the whys behind the whats. And so, like, my grandparents were so faithful, and I don't actually know the level of knowledge they had. And so my parents are also faithful, but my dad has even said, like, he's catching up now in his 60s. So they didn't really understand the whys behind the whats. They just knew that they should be Catholic. And then you have those people teaching my generation religion. And so kids come in with good questions. Like, they want to know, they want to believe. And then they ask a real hard question, and the person trying to answer doesn't know it. And so, I mean, I had a man that I babysat for who converted to Catholicism, and he said he was trying to convert his wife away from Catholicism, and he couldn't find Catholics that could explain their faith. And so I think that's the first thing, is that we don't understand why we believe what we believe. Overall, I think that's changing, and I think that's really hopeful. But I think overall, over three generations, we've really lost that. And so you just know that Jeff Caden said that cradle Catholics get a Catholic pile, right? And so you have, like, the rosary, the mass, the sacraments, but you don't really know how to make sense of it all. So So I think that's one of the things, is that we just don't have a working knowledge of the faith that can help us to combat the other philosophies that are being thrown at us.
And then the there second are thing now, is, we live in a time today, Mallory, and you know this, mm-hmm. where we have resources abounding to be able to help us understand the whys. Yes. And as you said, it's not just the what's, you know, we know the what's of the faith. We can articulate, mm-hmm. you know, where the church falls maybe on some of these hot button issues and, you know, mm-hmm. the mass and the rosary and the mysteries. We've got some of the what's, the language down. Mm-hmm. But again, the deeper is the why. And that's what every one of us can strengthen ourselves in.
Yep. And I think the other thing is just, I want my heart to be captured by something. We go where we feel loved. And one of the things I was disillusioned with was I felt like growing up Catholic, it was like, do this, here are the rules, right? Here are all the Catholic rules. Oh, and by the way, Jesus loves you. And then when I started meeting with this Baptist girl, she was like, meet Jesus. He loves you. And these are all the ways he's loved you. And because he loves you so much, like, he's going to work on you, and then you're going to be able to follow him and follow his ways. And I think we have people who want their hearts to be captured, and we're not I think that's really the number one thing, is like, if my heart is captured by Christ, I'm not going anywhere. And so I think we as the church need to do a better job.
This book is a great, I think, place for many Catholics today. Rekindled, How Jesus Called Me Back to the Catholic Church and Set My Heart on Fire. What a gift. I don't know if I can think of a better book off the top of my head right now during this Advent season as we roll into Christmas for maybe some of those in your life that have fallen away from the church, friends. Mallory, thanks for coming on and all the great work you continue to do.
Thanks, John.
God bless you. That's Mallory Smith, everyone. AveMariaPress.com is where you can get the book. Otherwise, you can go to Divine Treasures. If they don't have it there, they will certainly order it for you. The book is called Rekindled. Good stuff out of Mallory today. That puts a show in the books here on this Giving Tuesday. Thanks for remembering us, folks, here in all the different charities and all the different organizations that are asking for support. IowaCatholicRadio.com. Click on Donate. God bless you. Lord, be with us today. Holy Spirit, come upon us. Our Lady, pray for us, and the angels surround us. Holy souls in purgatory, pray for us as we commend you to God's ocean of divine mercy. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Thanks to Jimmy behind the board. I'm John Linetti. Be confident in Christ's mercy and his love today.
Like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to know you and to make you known.
John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, Bell Construction,
Five Suns Naturescapes,
and Blessman International.